Ball Radio, and tonight we have with us Rochelle Sparrow, and Rochelle is going to be doing psychic readings tonight for everyone. I hope that you all had a happy Thanksgiving, and you didn't get too much of a tummy ache from eating all that turkey and cranberries, mashed potatoes and gravy, and pumpkin pies and apple pies, cherry pies, and. When you get to think, I just had a turkey sandwich just now, so I'm full, so I can talk about it. But anyhow, Rochelle Sparrow, RochelleSparrow.com. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I just had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you so much, and thank you everybody out there. It was just very relaxing. So we just ate and walked the dogs and did nothing else, which is my kind of day.
And, you know, and for everybody out there, what I would like for you to encourage you all to do is extend that Thanksgiving into tomorrow, the day after, the day after, and the day after.
Mm-hmm.
Because every day that you wake up, you should be saying, looking at it as a day of Thanksgiving. Because everything. I don't care how bad the world is going for you. Just the idea you woke up it gives you a chance for a new day, a new life. You know, so take advantage of that and find opportunities in those days and wake up with a smile on your face and say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and also thank you, Mary. Thank you for being you. And extend gratitude for yourselves, because this is a learning planet, and some of you may not be feeling a sense of gratitude and love just for yourself, because you may be going through some kind of a difficult time. And extend just absolute love to yourself because you're going through that difficult time, because, like I said, it is a learning planet. So, unfortunately, we're here transitioning and transmuting and moving through all of these types of painful energies upon this planet to make it into something else. So we heal, we can heal others, we can heal the universe, we can help to expand God. So extend a great big gratitude to you. Give yourself thanks. Give yourself unconditional love, and just wrap yourself in just total pink light and say, I really appreciate me.
And you have to, because if you don't appreciate yourself first, you'll never be able to really be able to appreciate anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts right with you.
That's right.
As Terica wrote in and says, here's one for Rochelle.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just ask her guides about the moon right now? It's now between new moon and the first quarter, and I'm interested in anything her guides see in the coming full moon for the Earth as a whole, and for me, Esoterica.
Esoterica is her name?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So calling in Esoterica's guides, angel and ancestors, of love, light, and grace, guardian angel on her right, left, front, back, to harmonize and balance all energies that may be drawn to this particular session, and to lead us centered in the Christ light. The moon goddess, she is correct. In other words, what we see for her is that she's moving into a new phase, a new direction, a new shift in terms of job and career. There's an opportunity that is coming up. Now, this feels parallel to the position that she has now, but it's going to be an advancement she doesn't quite expect. So I'm getting office energy. Feels like I'm getting supervisory energy. So that, okay, I felt like I got teaching energy. So that now movement, and the last energy was computer energy.
Oh.
So now there is movement into another type of, it feels like, scenario and of degree. As far as the Earth, the new moon, the shifts into the phases of the moon is about the ascension process. The veil is thinning. more and more people are up on the earth are about to, it feels like, explore. Okay, thank you. A greater degree of paranormal than ever before. The interest is heightened in paranormal activity. People are becoming more aware of their own psychic ability, and they're also becoming much more aware that they're shifting into another, shape-shifting, another range of behavior. This feels like a being and behavior. Let's see what they mean by that. In that, they feel different, so their behavior is different because they've awakened their abilities. This new shift is all about awakening into new ability.
All right. And
thank you.
Thank you, Esoterica. Okay, here's one for you from me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ask your guides.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to come as a shocker to you. Ask your guides if I should accept the position offered to me of a television series working as advisor and co-producer.
Absolutely.
Don't you? No, ask them if this is the one I should take, though.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
That one went too fast.
Yeah, you did. I didn't mean to interfere. Okay, let me pull my bias.
Yes, pull back in. Go to the spirit.
My strong bias. Let me get me out of the way there for a second. Okay, calling in Mary's guides, angels, ancestors of love, light, and grace. Guardian angel on my right, guardian angel on my left, guardian angel in front, guardian angel back to harmonize and balance all energies in particular session. We suggest she research the opportunities thoroughly. There's some kind of loopholes here. Contractual loopholes. I got agreement energy. Just be aware of fraudulent activity. This has to do with contractual agreements. Read fine print. Protect self is primary. Otherwise, what we state and see here is opportunity is correct. Now, I got travel energy as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that, remember when we stated travel? Well, the fact of the matter is that it's coming. Now, it also has to do with lecture series, which is it's akin to exposure with this position as well. So the two things, travel, felt like workshops and speaking engagements, are united. So those two things are coupled together, as well as it feels like producer will present you with opportunity traveling as well. So just be aware. I want to say if any kind of fraudulent activity was in contractual agreement, and I also got like, I want to say I feel like a year contract. Just be aware that of fine print of your position. I wonder what they mean. Make sure that your position is clear, what you're going to be doing, your role, how you're tied in is correct.
All right. And that's pretty much what I totally go along with it. I'm a very shrewd businesswoman, so
good.
And when it comes to contractual agreements, trust me, I look at the fine print. Learned a long time ago on that one.
Absolutely.
So anyhow, and of course, you know, there is a non-disclosure process going involved in it, so I can't really give out anything on
this
point of time. But anyhow, I just kind of thought I'd drop that one on you.
Well, I think that's just awesome, Mary. You deserve everything you get.
Well, thank you, darling.
Yeah. May many more wonderful things just come your way.
And another question. What did they see as far as this book I'm doing with Mark Amaro Pinkham on the Giants?
Okay, in terms of like what
success?
Anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Successful.
Okay.
How did they see this book going? As far as being received.
Successful.
Yeah, as far as being received by the public.
Okay. What we see here is lengthy. Okay, I'm going to say this feels like a slow start. Just lengthy. I just got lengthy. Time to get it, I want to say organized together. In terms of time, I'm not sure if it's done or whatever, but this is what they're saying either occurred or is going to occur. In that, it will take a moment to produce it in the way it needs to be done. Edited right now was a message from the ancestors, so that what is occurring is that it will be accepted as a giant expertise, giant expert on past and present. Okay, past and present information. I got shape-shifting there. Past and present shape-shifting information on giants, which are still, I'm going to say, present. Giants are still alive? I don't really know anything about this, but that's what they're saying. It feels like they're still present. Either they're shape-shifting in and out of dimensions, or they're still present. Their energy is still present somehow.
Okay, so apparently they want, because there's this one chapter that I have to do, and it's on giants of the present, you know.
Okay, thank you.
And so they want me to apparently get that in that chapter about that they are still...
That's correct.
They're still here.
Yeah.
And, okay.
That's correct. They were like, yay, that's correct. They were really loud.
Okay, because I was having a little bit of problems on that. Apparently, that was one of the things I probably needed to talk to you so you could contact them, you know, for them to get something through to me on that, because, you know, a lot of times if I'm having trouble, it's because there's something I'm missing. You know, and so
thank you.
Tell them thank you. I'll make sure that I understand exactly what they're saying. I'll make sure that gets in.
Okay, well, you can contact.
Okay, Roger. I've got two questions. Often at night, I wake up and see shadows on the wall or ceiling that can't be explained. What's going on? Also, I get the idea off-worlders don't like being called ET or aliens. What should we call them when open contact comes?
Oh, that's interesting.
Roger, call them friend. Call them brothers. Call them sisters.
Yeah, I really like that, Roger. That's great. Okay, let's start with the shadows. Let's start with calling in Roger's angels, guides, ancestors of love, light, and grace. Got an angel on the right, got an angel on the left, got an angel in front, got an angel in back. To harmonize and balance all energies that may be drawn to this particular session and to leave us centered in the Christ light. I started doing that with every person because what happens is it just... The energy doesn't build up as much, I find. It just clears it out a lot better. So, okay, so let's see what that all is for you, Roger. In this regard, we will speak. What we see here is it feels like hallucinations. Let's see what they mean by that, though, Roger. In that he sees a minute. Okay, I'm getting minute energy. He sees a minute of what occurred before he actually woke up. Okay, so I think what they're saying is there's some kind of a time shift here. So you're actually waking up and seeing what you were seeing a minute before you woke up. Okay.
I agree.
Huh?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, thanks. So that what is occurring here is that you're bringing forth the energies from, from the dream state or the sleep state to present time and consciousness, meaning your awake consciousness, and you see shadows of what occurred just a moment before you actually awoke. They're not dangerous energies. Nothing harmful here is occurring. This almost like a time collapse from the past into present. That's what I mean by a time collapse, is actually helping you begin a journey to the other side of the veil in terms of awaking time and astral travel, which is something you've been wanting to do. I'm going to say leave your body and travel that way, meaning of astrally, for a very lengthy or a long period of time. I'm going to say at least a year. So that now what you are accomplishing, I'm going to say, in the sleep state or in the dream state is actually occurring for you as you begin to wake up. Okay, got it. Message from the ancestors. You're being taught in your dream state.
Yeah.
So that you will now be able to accomplish the same type of effect of this collapse of time from the past into the present within the awakening consciousness and begin to, this is interesting, Roger, you'll begin to time travel in the way and that you know you can. And of course you have to astral travel before you time travel, so those two things are being combined so that you can learn to do. That is what is happening. Okay.
Very good, very good. Okay, another question for me.
Yeah.
The other day, I don't know if I told you this or not, but and listeners, a lot of you I know are familiar with scoop marks. And
what?
Scoop marks. They're like some tissue that, if you're taken by ET, they'll scoop a section of skin off your body, and then they file it, you know, away, or you know they put it someplace, you know, I imagine in their lab or whatever, you know, to analyze, and you know, and it of course has your DNA. I mean, it has everything there, and you know, of course it could be used for good, you know, because if you're sick or something, they know exactly, you know, what's going on. I mean, so you know, I'm not, you know, to me, when people have the scoop marks, you know that. That's never anything necessarily bad. But anyhow, I have, like, in the Abduction Buddies support group that I have, and right now, folks, we got close to 100 members in there of abductees, so if you are an abductee, that's a good place to go because it's a support group. Only abductees are allowed in there, and they support each other, talk back and forth. And it's not a bunch of psychiatrists or researchers or anybody in there. It's just regular abductees and contactees, and they talk back and forth and gain information back and forth from each other. So it's a nice place to go. But anyhow, we have a questionnaire that they fill out, and it has all these questions on it, so I can, and then they answer it, and I can tell then at that point in time if they're an inductee or if they've made contact, okay? I was always like 99.9%, you know, of yes, I was a contactee, except for the fact I never had the scoop mark. You know, mm-hmm. and it usually appears like a scar on your body someplace, usually on the leg, you know, or on the arm. But the other day, or a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that I did have one, and it was right, it was actually on my face, like to the left of my left eye, right above my cheekbone. There in that area, you know, and I thought, well, son of a gun, I do have a scoop mark, and I kind of like, okay, kind of filed it away for late future reference. But now, the Wednesday it was, well, I guess that'd be, yeah, Wednesday, a lady appears, and she wanted to do a tour here and to all the sacred sites around Burlington. So, you know, I took her around, and then I took her out for lunch. And then as we were sitting there, she kept looking at me, and she's, I'm sorry, she said, I have to say something. And I says, what's that? She says, it's your eyes. And I thought, well, what? One's kind of cockeyed or what? what's going on with my eyes now, you know? So I made like a comment to her about it. She says, no, she says, I don't know how to put this in words, but she says, it's your left eye. And she says, I feel a portal. She says, your left eye somehow has a portal to it.
Cool.
And I've never heard of such a thing. But she was getting that, you know, a very strong, and apparently she has quite a lot of psychic abilities. And anyhow, she kept pulling that. So I was wanting to know if you could ask them, what is going on with my left eye?
In one eye, out the other.
Yeah, in one eye and out the other.
Let's see. Okay, so calling in your guides, angels, ancestors, the blood, blood, and grace, God, and angel, right? Right, left, front, and back. Okay, harmonize and balance.
And if the, and also, if that is a scoop mark.
We're centered in the Christ light. It is what you say it is, but without the actual scoop mark, there is no evidence. However, what we are suggesting is that it's been evidenced. In other words, for you, it's validation or validating to actually have it present. So it came as an actual gift or a blessing from the many times you've been etherically raised. Just feels like raised, astrally raised. Not just one time, not just several times. Okay, you've been raised several hundred times. That many. So that what has occurred, okay, some of it has been in your sleep. Okay, thank you. So, all right, all hours of the day, just kind of hanging out. They're just giving me all these places. So that what has happened and occurred is that your being actually provided itself with an, I'm going to say, an indentation to help you recognize that's what is happening. This is benign and a loving gift from yourself to yourself in evidence of being connected with all these others of brothers and sisters from other universal dimensions. Now, it feels like a connected energy too. Now, as far as portal goes, that she is correct is absolute truth, because you're able now to draw in other individuals into a portal. So she was almost, it almost feels like some kind of a hypnotic trance. Yeah, remember those old movies? Mary?
Yeah.
Of the vampire.
Yeah.
Look into my eyes.
Look into my left eye.
Look into my left eye. You feel sleepy.
I'm going to take you on a long trip.
I'm going to take you.
Land of Oz.
That's right. Well, basically, that's what they're saying, that you have encountered this problem, that's the energy, let's see what they mean, this problem before with people being hypnotized by your particular energy is correct. So it's actually something that she was able to articulate, but other people have been able to sense it and have been exposed to this kind of, I'm going to say, trance state energy, in which you're able to put people in and under through your particular intensity gaze, and drawing them in to the portal is correct. Portal of your soul.
Huh. No wonder my husband and I talk on and on and on and on and on. He goes into a hypnotic state. Now I understand. And here I thought I was just boring. I'm actually hypnotizing him. And then we'll get to one more, and then we're going to get to the rest. Someone, Tecumseh, contacted me. He says, I know who you are. And I says, okay. Who am I? You know, that's kind of a strange thing when somebody, you get an I am, and they says, I know who you are.
Yeah, and, that's cool. Who are you?
Yeah, and I says, who am I? And he says, you're a hybrid ET.
Huh, yeah.
So do you want to ask them if that's true?
Yeah, I think that they were sort of answering that earlier. Let's see what they, I think, because they said something about your energy being mixed in with the brothers and sisters of multidimensional universes, which is, of course, true for all humanity. But with you, what is occurring is that your system, your physical body, has been transported so often within interdimensional reality that you are actually a conscious hybrid. It's not unconscious. It's not, I want to say, an inactivated node on your DNA like it is for most of us, in that for you, it's active. Active hybrid is correct.
Cool. Okay. Now, question. We're going to go to, let's see. Okay, we're going to go to a lady in New York. Let's see. Actually, she's in Canada. And let's see if I can find it. Her name is Nairi.
Nairi, that's pretty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold.
Yeah, oh, I'll call in her guides and angels in the meantime.
Okay. Okay, you're listening to BUFO Radio, and this is your hybrid ET, Mary Sutherland.
Hello?
Nairi?
Hi.
Okay. This is Mary, and I'm going to put you through with Rochelle. Okay.
Great.
Oh. Okay. Hold on. Rochelle.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Nairi.
Hi.
I did pronounce that right. Right, Nairi.
Nairi. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a beautiful name. I just love that.
Very unusual.
Thank you very much.
So, how can I help you?
Oh, okay. I guess I'm the one asking the question. Well, I'm just wondering if there's some ties to Egypt, my past life, and where my future is going financially and family-wise.
Okay, so your first question is, you feel you have a past life to Egypt?
Yes.
Okay, I wanted to make sure. And you're just wanting verification of that?
Yes.
All right, well, let's go one step further. I love to ask this for people is, first off, let's verify it. Okay, so yes, of course, so you already know that. So let's ask them how that past life is directly influencing your life now. I love to ask that question because, of course, they do. So let's see what they have to say. In this regard, we will speak. What occurred in that particular life was that she was, I got drummer, a musician, very artistic, very much a part of, feels like a gallery of artists, artisans, in that she was able to explore, getting ceramics, explore the gifts of, pottery, art, and avail herself of the finer musicians and felt entitled to be properly reimbursed for her activities. I want to say as a musician, an artist, I feel like singer. So that what is occurring now is that her artistic nature is somewhat underappreciated by her. We are suggesting that she, got writer energy, that she take a look at the more artistic endeavors that she actually has accomplished and just recognize that these endeavors are part and parcel from this particular Egyptian life, and that these energies still move through her, although I'm going to say more undervalued in this life, more underappreciated, not taken as seriously as she could, but she's actually rather talented. So what we are suggesting here is that your talents are fruitful. They can help you, this is interesting, it's going into your second question, in terms of your financial endeavors in stronger ways than you actually give yourself credit for. So basically, I'm going to stop from channeling. Basically, when people value their own natural gifts, talents, and abilities, what happens is that the value manifests externally because of the internal valuation that you're giving toward yourself. So you think you're worthy inside, and of course that manifests outside in terms of worthiness, which we symbolize in cash. So what we are suggesting here is that you continue to look at your own value, know that you are, I got storyteller energy, gifted in, I felt like I got photography or pictures, you are primarily gifted in artistic endeavors, and to use those particular abilities for more financial gain and more independence. As far as your outlook for the next year, we see it increasing if you follow our particular suggestions. Think of yourself as an independent entrepreneur in terms of using your own artistic endeavors and abilities to help you create and to help you financially. That is the correct way.
Okay. And I would like to bring up something too, Nairi. Sarah Simmons, I did a show with her one time, and she brought up something really interesting about names, how you can tell people and their past lives and ambitions according to their name, because she said that we choose our name before we arrive on Earth, okay, and then that thought, the name is projected into the minds of our parents before they put that name on us, okay, and like in your case, Nairi. If you break that down, because in Egyptians, they would drop the vowels because of the fact that they knew that with vowels they could, interplay them throughout, you know, so that an I could be interchanged with an E or the E could be interchanged with the A. So in your case, Nairi to me represents Nai for Nile and Ri for Ra. Okay, which would show that Egyptian connection and the connection with the god Ra. Okay.
Oh, that is really interesting. Actually, everything that you mentioned is right on, because I'm very artistic. I'm always creating something, and I love to write. And I'm really tied in with Egypt, too, and I've been getting a lot more psychic.
Good.
As you mentioned earlier, people are becoming more psychic. I'm really working with that, with remote viewing. And
wonderful.
And it's just very spontaneous.
Okay, you might want to sign up for my newsletter, because I'm offering a new psychic development class.
Oh, okay. That sounds
coming
great.
Up. And RochelleSparrow.com.
Yeah, and like with Rochelle, you can see with Rochelle is the rose, and then Shell, or L, the elderly gods, the L, you know. And, of course, you know, Metatron that she works with is one of the what they call the elderly gods or the elders, you know.
Cool.
So anyhow, it all fits, you know. So So all of you listeners out there, take note of that and think about what your name is and see how you are connected with your name. Like mine being Mary is Meru, and of course Mary.
What is Meru?
Meru, or Mira, that's symbolic. You know, the holy mountain is Shambhala is Meru, and then and it's also of course Mer, like Amaru, like Mark Amaru. I thought that was kind of interesting. I'm doing co-writing a book with Mark Amaru Pinkham, and if you take Mary and go M E R U, you got Meru, Amaru, same thing, you know. So it's just all it is anagrams, you know, the play of the words. So anyhow.
So what kind of? I don't know anything about Shambhala. What is
Shambhala? It's the symbolic energy. That is what is coming into being right now. Is the symbolic energy, and of course, you know, it's like Meru is also, and Mary is Marie is also a reference to the goddess, you know,
mm-hmm.
the goddess energy.
Could I ask one more quick thing?
Sure.
I'm just wondering if you see angels.
I can't hear her, Mary.
She sees angels?
Huh?
You said you've seen angels, right?
Angels around me?
Is that what you... What was your question?
I was just wondering if there's any spirits or anything like that hanging around me.
Yeah. There's about 10.
Wow. That's my favorite number.
You're busy. You have all sorts of angels and guides hanging around. I'm just reading the energy without channeling it. But basically, they're all your artistic guides. They're just around. But there's also something else here. Hold on. You have a lot of earth energies and guides around you. Okay, thank you. They're just giving me the energies. Star, guides, angels around you. Earth, art. That's basically the three categories.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go because we got a few more people that's waiting tonight. So, anyhow, it was nice speaking with you, Nari.
Oh, it was wonderful speaking to you both, and thank you very much.
Oh, you are so welcome. Don't forget to sign up for my newsletter.
Okay.
Definitely will.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
And when you hang up, then I'll call somebody else, okay?
Okay.
Not you, Rochelle.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now the next person is going to be Aaron from New York, okay? Hold on. We're calling Aaron in New York. And then followed by Jacob.
Hello?
Oh, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put you through with Rochelle.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Rochelle?
Sorry.
Rochelle?
Hello.
Okay, this is Aaron, and it's 6:43, and we've got Aaron and then two other callers, so kind of giving you an idea of time frame there. And Aaron, you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a primarily question about my health. I've had problems with my back for over 3 years, and nobody seems to know exactly what's wrong with it, and I was just wondering, am I going to get any better with it? When, you know, I still keep trying with different exercises and different exercise classes, and I just don't see any progress right now.
Okay, let's see. Well, what I really want to do, we can't do. Because the last time we did that, it crashed Mary's computer.
I remember that.
So, that's unfortunate, but we can't do that. Okay. Let's see what else we can do here. This is what we suggest, and calling in your guides, angels, ancestors, love, that, and grace. Right, left, front, and back, centered in the Christ light. Okay, thank you. This is what we suggest. We should suggest that you begin to understand the past life accident that occurred to help her release that particular injury. Okay, thank you. Okay, so basically what they're saying is that there was a sp-
spinal cord injury, and I feel like it was from a, okay, got it, horse driver. Okay, driver was drinking out of control. Okay, I'm going to say 1850. Okay, England. Mm-hmm. There was a situation in which driver drinking, child crossed path, ran over, paralyzed, dead, died, not long after, in shock. I feel like I'm looking at a boy. I'm looking at a young boy. I'm going to say 12. Mm-hmm. And that what now needs to happen and to occur mm-hmm. is to help her begin to release mm-hmm. the energy by knowing that she can move around mm-hmm. and go out, because there is an unconscious, unexpressed emotion of fear regarding, I'm going to say outside, outdoors, which she experiences, meaning you, when they mm-hmm. say she, as a low-level anxiety state,
right.
generalized, without her understanding precisely why.
Right.
Because what they're saying is you can't put your finger on it.
Yeah.
Because it's not conscious, because it's from a past life.
Mm.
So when you go out and you feel this kind of low-level anxiety, you know intellectually there's no reason for it.
Right.
But what they're saying is that it's because of this unconscious accident where you were ran down out of the blue.
Mm.
And the spinal cord was severed.
Mm.
So that what we suggest now is to begin to practice stating to yourself, I do not have to feel anxious leaving. I feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
This was the past.
Mm-hmm.
This is what occurred then. This is what is happening now, meaning I am safe now.
Right.
And there's no reason for me to feel fearful.
Mm-hmm.
What we also suggest is that you actually write down the statements that we just made.
Okay.
And literally repeat them. I'm going to say almost every minute while you're outdoors.
Okay.
So that you can reprogram
my brain.
Exactly, as well as your DNA.
Okay.
So we are suggesting too to ask for a guide, meaning a spiritual guide, to come and guide you
mm-hmm.
to different places outdoors. I felt like I'm getting the post office box or a mailbox to help you.
I go there every day.
I'm sorry?
I have a post office box that I drive to every day.
Okay. So that you feel safe
mm-hmm.
even doing these mundane
mm-hmm.
chores.
Right.
That is the correct way.
Is there a reason this would have been triggered? It seemed to get triggered after I got remarried. It was the weirdest thing. I never had a problem with my back before in my life that I was aware of, and then all of a sudden it just
got triggered.
It got triggered, and I had a lot of stress and everything before I got remarried, and I didn't know if there was something that triggered it, you know, triggered these health problems.
Okay, let's see. Yes, you're correct. What occurred is this unconscious desire for, I'm going to say, safety and harmony,
mm.
which then resulted in this kind of almost backstroke. That's the energy I'm getting. This back situation
mm-hmm.
in which then, okay, got it, thank you, concentrated your mind on that particular problem rather than resolving the unconscious energy of not feeling completely safe.
Mm.
It's just a shift. It feels like they're saying this: a shift in awareness. There's a little bit of an on awareness
mm-hmm.
that
you can now resolve too with that particular triggered situation, and knowing that that stress, which is fear-based energy,
right,
that occurred, okay, financially,
right,
previously, is now completely resolved into a situation whereby you survived it.
Right.
So therefore, remind yourself and remember now that that situation is no longer.
Okay.
Because for some reason they're saying you're still holding it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
In your mental consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And just begin to release that as well by the same kind of method with this mantra, that's not happening now, I survived it, I'm through it.
Okay.
That's the correct way.
Okay. So it's more like a constant positive thought because I'm in a better, it just seems like I went into a totally better place, but I'm still holding on to the past of old fears, you know, things like that.
That's correct.
Yes.
So just begin to reprogram your subconscious mind,
mm-hmm,
with your conscious.
Is there
Mary?
any
yeah.
spirits around me?
Yeah, I have to ask that question myself. I have. Are you experiencing a lot of anger, unresolved anger, right now?
I probably try to push it down. If I feel anger, I try to replace it with a positive thought and I pray on it. So I'm constantly working on that.
Has something been happening to you today?
Yeah.
What? That's causing you anger? That you're repressing?
Yeah. I have a lot of anger still in me, probably at my ex-husband and, you know, a lot of worry with my son.
Because whatever you were projecting just froze up my entire computer system and changed my settings and knocked out my player.
Wow.
And so right now we're on we're not live streaming because of the fact that I have to reinstall the player.
You know, this happened the last time I called. This was a few months ago. This happened. It's like, is there something wrong with my energy?
Yeah.
Not
well,
wrong.
There is. She's going to. There's the anger there, and it's being projected. You have got to learn how to work with that anger problem. And I think that too, that has a lot to do, don't you, Rochelle, with her problems in her back.
That's part and parcel of what's occurring. Fear of survival is what's underneath the anger. So therefore, just know that you are safe,
mm-hmm,
and that what has happened has been a major prize to you in understanding your own ability to feel strong,
mm,
and empowered. So ex-husband, the divorce, the custody battle was all appropriate for you to know more about who you, where your strengths are and who you truly are. So therefore, you won in a great degree. So remember about who you are and your strengths is correct.
So if I can get a control of this anger that I keep pushing down, because I don't want to be angry, I pray a lot to get rid of it, and I've worked on that for years. If I get rid of this anger, I mean, am I going to see progression then in my back is what you feel, and using those statements that you told me?
Yeah, that's correct. You might want to email me later.
Okay. I think that you're going to have to work with Rochelle on this because it's real serious because trust me, and you said that this happened before when you called?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a very strong. I mean, what I feel with it is that it's like, you take a life or a wire that's been cut, you know, or knocked, you know, like high powered telephone lines, you know, that's been knocked down,
mm-hmm,
and they're jumping around, and you're fraying energy or electricity all over, sparking.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. You're
yeah.
projecting out here because you're my computer it's so sensitive, you know,
mm-hmm.
with people's energy. I mentioned this because it works with me all the time. We've
mm-hmm.
kind of tuned into each other.
Exactly.
And so my computer reacts. That's why we
wow.
can't do healing on my here because it freezes up my computer.
Oh my goodness.
So it reacts to people's energy.
Oh my god! Yeah, it's just weird that it happened the last time, though.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the reason for it. You've got this. You have an anger problem, and you're
okay.
going to have to work with Rochelle on that and do some serious working on it because it's affecting your health.
It's affecting. Yeah, your health. You might want to. Just email me through my website,
okay.
and we could set up appointments.
Yeah, and not only is it affecting your health, but it's affecting everybody around you.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so what is your website?
It's Rochelle Sparrow. I'll give you my email address.
Okay.
Info, I-N-F-O,
okay.
at Rochelle, R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
Sparrow, just like the bird.
Okay.
One word.
Okay.
.com.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and we've got, I'm going to have to let you go because
okay.
we've got one other person that's been waiting all afternoon.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, wow. I'll tell you. I'll talk to you afterwards about it. Hold on, let me get
Are
to this.
Are you live streaming now?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. My computer's not showing anything, but I've got another computer up that's showing I'm okay.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Okay, hold on. Okay, now my computer is showing that I'm down, but everyone, luckily I have another computer here, and Lauren wrote in and says that I'm
Hello?
Up and running. Okay, is this Jacob?
Yes.
Jacob, I'm going to put you through to Rochelle, okay? We don't have very much longer, but I'm going to put you through.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Rochelle, this is Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good, good, good. And let me just call in your guides, angels, ancestors of love, light, and grace. Got an angel on our right, got an angel on the left, got an angel front, got an angel back to harmonize and balance all energies that may be drawn to this particular session and to leave us centered in the Christ light. Okay, how can I help you?
I've got autism, and I was kind of curious because my aunt works with the retarded community, and I'm curious to why they seem to be sensitive to me so much, to what I really am, this stuff about star seeds and crystals and indigos. I'm kind of confused here what some of this stuff is, and I was kind of curious to what I am and where I'm from and stuff.
Okay, so you don't want to know about any kind of a label, which is certainly not talking about who you really are. So basically you're asking, well, who am I? Because you know you're not this label. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out. What we suggest is that he, begin to think of himself as an interdimensional individual who time travels. He has moments where he doesn't feel like he's here on Earth. He feels like he's someplace else. And his consciousness moves from how we're aware on Earth. It moves to another place where you're aware that you're somewhere else. And therefore, that is the result of your question about, I'm going to say, star seed, other planets, other dimensions, because you visit them on a regular basis. Of course, the unfortunate labels of individuals is a misnomer and misunderstanding of the totality of conscious awareness of humanity. So people, meaning people, I guess, people in this dimension, okay, got it. Understand people, or at least they think they understand people, by categorizing them to make it more concrete for people to understand other people. However, the fact of the matter is that everybody is autistic to a degree, more certain degrees than others. However, what we mean, and this is their definition, what we mean by autism is that people visit other dimensions and lose their awareness in this dimension for different degrees of that experience is what we mean is correct. So basically,
wow.
What? Okay, good. Thank you.
I'm still here. Like, it's gonna be a while so I can really understand this, though, because it's the first time I've ever had a psychic reading, and it's the first time I've heard stuff like this. And it's the closest thing I came to was a crystal child, because they say that they're autistic and empathic, and I have those abilities,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of wondering if I still can be a crystal or what. And
think of yourself as think of yourself as autistic no longer is correct, and think of yourself as a crystal child is, and also a starseed child is much more accurate is correct.
Thanks. That sounds a lot better, because isn't starseed more generalized as I'm from another world or something? My spirit comes from elsewhere and I'm here to help or something?
Well, basically, what your life purpose is what you're asking for now, in terms of this question, is that you are here to educate people. Make them aware that your interdimensional travel states, actually you're meant, and this is what's coming through, you're meant to be a writer and write articles about interdimensional, it feels like, consciousness states. In other words, write down your experiences. How you experience time, what occurs to you when your awareness shifts from one dimensional state to another. And we suggest these articles can even be sold. So basically writing down your emotional experiences and selling them. That is your particular purpose, meaning educating people in this lifetime.
Yeah, if I put a book on Mary's her group and stuff, and I put a book in there that I'm just giving out for free because it's not quite done yet.
Okay, it's your book?
Yeah, it's not
okay,
a very
cool.
long one, but it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, it's a prophecy, but it's told from it's about an alien race. I probably shouldn't call them that because you want us, the Star Brothers and Sisters and Star Family or something from Andromeda
mm-hmm.
is giving me this prophecy, and I was, some other groups are not letting me put it in there due to the violent nature in the what happened to the Star Family kind of
mm-hmm.
thing, that something happened to them in their past, and they're being blunt, very blunt about it, saying just telling everything. No matter how violent it is, and they're trying to prevent others from going the same way, like how we kill each other. What's going to happen when they come here or something, or they show themselves openly? What are we going to do to them if we kill ourselves? And it's what this book's telling me.
Okay.
What will we do to them? They land on the White House lawn, what are we going to do to them if we're out killing ourselves? And so they said, come, because we kill ourselves. And we're at war.
Well, there hasn't been a truer statement than the one you just made right there, that's for sure. So, yeah, well, just I would encourage you to keep writing, because that's apparently what you're supposed to be doing, according to them and what they're suggesting. It's always up to us, of course, but
Yeah.
If that's feeling right to you,
then I'm going to follow it.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. You might even want to think about writing down your experiences because they're saying that you can make money from that.
Yeah.
Ted wrote in and says, this man talking about Andromeda, you have to keep into account, has got info. Feels to me you have to keep in contact. Ted, his book is, because I know that you're a member of our Abduction Buddies, and his book is in the files there. So you can go in there and read it. And this is Jacob, so you'll be able to contact Jacob right there in the Abduction Buddies group. So you guys can share things back and forth. So, and Ted's from Holland, so anyhow. And as Terica wrote in, it says that you sound like a very gifted young man, and you just need to take in account that you need to have patience in order to learn. You know, it's a long, drawn-out process. Again, Ted, I'm sorry. Jacob's a member of the Abduction Buddies group. His book is in the file there, so you'll be able to read it. His name is Jacob, and you can be able to talk to him back and forth in the, or make contact with him in our Abduction Buddies group. And Ted's name in there, Jacob, is Amma Tharbo, AmmaTharbo. He wants to talk to you about the Andromedas. Okay, so anyhow, we're going to end the show for tonight. We're running a little bit over time. This is Mary Sutherland, BUFO Radio, and we're speaking with Rochelle Sparrow, rochellesparrow.com. If you like this show, remember, go to burlingtonnews.net/spirit. There you'll be able to hear this show along with the last two shows that have been archived there. So.
And I just wanted to let people know that we're going to have a Manifestation 101 class. It's 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, December 2nd. Is that next Saturday already?
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, it's the following week, right?
December, yeah, that'd
Saturday
be the following.
Tomorrow, following Saturday.
Yeah, it's the following Saturday. Thank you. So if you're interested in that, you could take a look at my website in the next couple of days. The information will be up.
Okay, so...
thanks.
Okay, and that's rochellesparrow.com. All right.
Thank you, and everybody have a good evening, and thank you, Mary.
Okay, and I'm going to call you back.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, everyone. God bless you all, and this is Mary Sutherland and Rochelle sending you a great big kiss and hug. Goodbye.
That's right.
Thank you. Bye.